From WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia Department of Education today released the state's 2013 overall public high school graduation rate, and it's 71.5%. That's up 2 percentage points from 2012, up 4 percentage points from 2011. Joining me now, WABE's Rose Scott, to talk about the reaction to these graduation rates. Rose, how did the districts fare? Let's get a quick rundown of the local ones.
Well, first, the Atlanta Public Schools, Dennis, they saw a significant gain, but that 58.6 graduation rate is still far below the state average. Clayton County comes in at 55%, Cobb 76, DeKalb County 58, Fulton 75, and Gwinnett County 72. And today, Governor Nathan Deal called that 71.5% good news, but he also said that innovative measures are needed when it comes to educating students.
I think it's a sign of a lot of different things. I think it's a sign that educators are becoming more aware that old models don't necessarily achieve the results, and they are being innovative. We're seeing a lot of charter schools come into the picture, a lot of charters that within our public schools that have proven to be beneficial.
So, Rose, have we heard any reaction from the various districts around the area?
So far, only Fulton County School Superintendent Dr. Robert Avosa has spoken with WABE. Now, Fulton County's 75.5 graduation rate, he called it encouraging, but Dr. Avosa also talked about the graduation rate for specific minority students.
The Black and Hispanic subgroups grew 7 and 8% respectively, and I'm very pleased with that. That's twice the district gain and four times the state gain. So we know that the kids who in our district had traditionally been underperforming have seen great gains.
Now, Dennis, a spokesperson for APS, said in an email the district needed time to review the data and they would get back with us.
So reactions still coming in.
Yes.
Rose Scott, thanks.
Thank you, Dennis.
One note of disclosure, WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Public Schools.